So like Kate said, there's a lot of people we don't know here, a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, and praise God. So can we pray real quick? Is that cool? Can we do that? Because I know we need it. God, we just say that we love you, Father. God, that you are good, Lord. God, that your goodness passes our unrighteousness, our sin, Father. God, I ask that you would open our eyes. God, open our ears. Take off those blinders, God. Clean out our ears, Father, today. Open our spirits to what you have, Father. God, I'm so desperate for you, Lord, and what you have. So, God, we say that you're welcome here, God. And more than that, we invite you, we want you here. So just come have your way today. God, bring peace. God, bring revelation. Yeah. The spirit of revelation would be here, God. Just open us up to you, Father. Yeah, just give a revelation of your goodness today. Amen. Man, God is good, amen?
Amen.
All right, we're going to be going to Mark 9. Got a little story action for you real quick. A lot of you guys were here last week when Kate came up and shared, and it was just powerful, and just seeing God flow through. And then I went back to work with the kids, so I didn't hear Patty speak. And Cecil got me a copy of the message, and I think it was Wednesday morning. I got a hold of it, and I was driving to work or do a job. And usually I listen to worship music, and I just had it. I'm like, I just want to listen to this and see what she was teaching about. So I pop it in, and if you're here, you heard what she said. She just said, "Hey, this is stuff I've struggled with." If you weren't here, that's what she said. So, and it just hit me. I was driving to work, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So I just sat in my truck for like a half an hour and listened to it, and it just gripped me. She was talking about, it's the best way to put it. And part of it, she was talking about how, as parents, we affect our children. I don't have any kids, but we all affect people in our lives.
Amen.
God has given us people in our lives, friends, neighbors, family, and he's calling us to be faithful with that. And I know we've all been unfaithful in areas, but his goodness passes our sin, right? So God was sitting there. Well, I was sitting there, and he was sitting there too in my truck, and he just started bringing more and more back to the power of the tongue. And praise the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Life and death. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It's something we all say. But do we own it? Do we understand that we can kill people with our words? Yeah, Dave, you're right. You know, it's, man, they feel bad, and it's mean. No, but literally there's power to kill people. You look at people that commit suicide and all these other things that get into all this bad stuff, and it's not just, oh, they were super loved by their family and they fell into this. No, it was because they were speaking things into their life, or the things they weren't speaking into their life.
Right.
And we've all had that through parents and stuff that should have been saying this, should have been saying that, and they didn't. And I'm not here to convict you guys. I'll leave that up to God or anything. But just ask him, God, what are those things that I have spoken? Have I spoken death to these people at church? And we're not perfect. We all mess up. So here's a verse that'll really encourage you. James 3:8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Praise God, right?
Amen.
Come on now. All right, so we're going to go to Mark 9.
So you don't try to solve it, you let God solve it.
Something like that.
You can't rule it, but God can.
Amen. Mark 9, we're going to read, let's read verse 17 here. It so Jesus is healing people, having a good time. People are getting set free, et cetera, et cetera. Go to verse 17. We're going to read through and we'll come back. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when they saw him straightway, the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked the father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Amen. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Verse 26, And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast him out? And he said unto him, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. And you're like, Dave, what the heck does that have to do with anything I just talked about, right? And if you look at the whole thing, nothing, but there's principles here. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. All right, we are speaking poison, life or death. God gave me this a couple months ago. He said, when you speak death, you're coming against what I'm doing. I'm speaking life into these people. When you say this, when you joke around, when you use sarcasm, I heard a guy say this one time, there's always some truth involved with it. You can say, oh no, I'm just joking, but there's something in your heart, there's something that you see in that person, and it's coming forth. And we can't be having that. That's what's up. So, in verse, well, there's two things. One, you look at the father. He brought his son unto Jesus, and there's two keys. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And if we want victory over the tongue in our lives, it comes down to this. Confessing that I don't have it together. I believe. Help me with my unbelief. God, I know you can do this. God, I know you can tame my tongue. But there's part of me that says I can't. There's part of me that says I'm going to go back to this. And God says, if you would just believe, and it's all on him. It's all on God. It's not trying to do it. It's saying, God, I'm going to take my hands off it.
Amen.
And I'm going to let you flow through me. So there's a key with the Father there. Then you also go to verse 28. When he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately. It's kind of interesting how they didn't ask right when everybody was watching. They're like, oh, I think we'll back off here a little bit, let him get all the glory, right? And they step in like, God, why couldn't we do this? Jesus, why couldn't we do this? Why could we not cast him out? And he said unto him, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. If you want to see breakthrough in your life, I'm not even going to say prayer and fasting is going to do it, because that's not. You can go pray, you can go fast, but that's not going to do it. It's the intimacy with God.
Amen.
It's the overflow of the prayer and fasting.
Amen.
And if we want victory, we have to have that. And that's the bottom line. So I'm just going to be straight with you guys. If you want victory over this, and if we're all honest, we all struggle with this.
Right.
Nobody's better than anybody else. And you're like,
right.
Dave, of all people, why are you up here telling me about sarcasm, right? Come on, let's be honest. Right? So about 6 months ago, I was getting up for church one morning, and God's like, I want you to go to Crossroads. A couple of my friends go to church there, and I was like, I mean, it's nice people stuff. I'm like, God, I don't really want to go. And he said, go. And I'm like, all right, whatever, see what happens. So I get there late, as normal, and I walk in, and he was teaching on the power of the tongue. And I just sat there and started listening to, and just the weight of this principle, like I said, is just, God just showed me, just lined it up and said, through sarcasm, through your words, you are killing people. And he just showed me certain incidents, and just the weight of that came on me. I just started weeping, sitting in a bleacher in a stand. And I said, God, I don't want this. God, I want to speak your life. I don't want to come against what you're doing in people's lives in ministry with friends. And it just gripped me, and I just sat there weeping because he showed me that. And I was like, God, I don't want that. And last 6 months or so, he's been bringing it to mind all the time. And a couple of good friends of mine, they came to me about a month ago, and they said, hey, we see this in your life. And I told them, like, a couple days before, I'm like, you see anything in my life, pray for me and just confront me straight up. And then the guy gave me this look, and I was like, all right, cool. And they came, and they said, hey, we see this in your life, you know, of saying things to people, you know, not like directly to them, but cutting them. And God spoke to me that day or the day before about it, and I said thank you. And I call them good friends, not because I've been friends with them a long time, but I know that they love me enough to come and say something to me.
Amen.
Right? And there's another verse that comes to mind. It says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right? And we're like, oh, we need to be nice to people. But what if we apply that to what I just said? I want Glenn to come and say stuff to me, right? If I see something, I want Harvey to come. I give you guys, be nice to me, but you guys, if you see something in my life, pray for me, seriously, and come talk to me. I have no issue with that. I will not be mad. I just get mad when people don't do that. So I'm just giving you a warning. But what if we applied that? I see something in Glenn's life. I see something in Patty's life, whatever it is, and I pray for him, and God says, go talk to him about this, right? If we're not doing that, we expect other people to come and do it to us if we're not open with them. I mean, straight up. So, Lord. So, yeah, I just want to challenge you guys. And I was sitting there Wednesday morning listening to that message, and it just rocked me again. I was just like, God, I've just been so missing the mark on this one, you know, but it's nothing we can do about it. It's just seeking Him. It's intimacy with God. It's finding His love in that place, because I don't want to live in my insecurities. I don't want to minister in my insecurities. Because why do we say those things? Why do we do that? It's because we don't have the love of God in that area in our life. I don't have the love of God in my life in that area. And so, God, I want to say, come in that area and fill me.
Amen.
Right? And we all have insecurities, but I want to be secure in my insecurities. Amen. That God is enough.
That's right. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So can I pray for you guys? Can I pray for me? Is that cool? Because I think we all need some prayer. Can we do that? So, God, we just say thank you for your goodness, Father. God, I praise you that we can do nothing righteous, nothing good. There are none righteous. So, God, right now I ask you would come and you would reveal these things to us, God. God, reveal those areas that where we're speaking death, where we're speaking life, God.
Yes.
God, just every time we do it, God, I ask that you would just quicken that, make that alive to us, Father. God, you would change us into your image, Father. God, that your spirit would flow through us, Lord. And God, you would just tell us to shut up, plain and simple, when needed, Father. So God, we just welcome you here. Have your way today, Father. We just want you and nothing else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I wasn't planning on sharing a song today, but I felt like God wanted me to by, you know, everybody praying, like, God, have your way in this place. It's like, okay, yeah, conviction to do that, so I'm going to share a song. But I pray that you all will be blessed by this. This is a song from God's heart to your heart. Thank you. formed your heart before I placed you in the womb. You didn't have, you did not have the wrong father. You didn't have the wrong mother. God knew what he was doing when he placed you in the womb. So I just...
It's in the linen closet. So stuff like that. I just feel compelled to be snotty, and God has to really change me, and I've asked for all of the other prayer.
We talked about that last week, public confession and public power. Yes, sir.
I've been listening to a tape from the early 70s of a pastor friend of mine, a chaplain, who's now been going with the Lord, going to be with the Lord. He talks about the idea of waiting on the Lord. He says that you see that in Scripture, and sometimes people think what he said was that, you know, well, I'm running ahead of you, Lord, so I'll just hold up and wait until you catch up. But that's not what waiting on the Lord means. It means to sit in meditative silence before the Lord. And that's something that we need to learn more here, and that's what you're talking about earlier, is that whole area of just being quiet. Quiet your spirit. So much of the world wants to just rush in on your mind and make you run 17 different directions. And that's the way the devil works. I mean, he tries to get us all stirred up, and so even sometimes in different churches you'll have the pastor or praise leaders and let's get it going, let's get it going, you know, and that's really not what God's got for us most of the time. Most of the time the Lord would rather have us be quiet inside and listen for that still small voice of God. How can you hear a still small voice of God when you're yelling and screaming, shouting hallelujah? I mean, there's times to do that, but there's a balance that we need to sometimes, especially as God is calling us, as it sounds like this church is being called to this, to realize that we need to just completely shut up and wait until the Lord says something. And when the Lord says something, then that's what needs to be said, not anything else. I mean, we all have things that are on our hearts to share, and that's good. But I think it's one of the things I think the Lord wants to call us into right now is a form of worship that's not the usual form of worship, that is just sitting before the Lord and being totally silent, saying, God, what is it you are doing? And along with that idea, the whole thing of manna, if you know about manna was what they were fed on the trip from Egypt to Israel. The word manna means what is it? And if I can give you just one little connection for you to have this set, you know, get in your heart where you can memorize it, it's very easy to connect. We know that Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Well, manna was called the bread from heaven. And so if we are saying, God, give us this day our daily provision, give us this day our daily bread, give us this day our daily manna, give us this day our daily what is it?
That's exactly it.
Then we're asking God, what is it you're doing so I can get on your page? Instead of, here's this laundry list of things I'd like to get, including that $1 million that you've been haven't given me yet that I wanted, and all this other stuff. Maybe the Lord does have $1 million for you, but it's when He tells you. And so that's the thing. If we can just say, God, what is it you're doing? And then whatever He's doing, we can get on that page. And then we know when we hear from the Lord that's the thing that's going to happen. And we can, in spite of anything else happening, that's, you know, as it gets darker instead of light, when you said, God said, speak light into this place, and all of a sudden it gets dark. You know and can stand by that because that's the Lord's word. It's not just your own idea. Too much of the time the church has been getting their own good ideas that ain't so good. We need God's ideas. And so if we're quiet and let God speak to us in that still small voice, and sometimes that voice will sound very familiar,
It may even sound like our own thoughts, but we know there's a different quality there, don't we? You ever heard the Lord speak that way? When Samuel was first addressed by the Lord, he thought it was Eli, because God came in a familiar voice. You see, does that make sense when you think of that story? It's not that God comes along and says, "I'm God. It came in a way that was familiar. He knew Eli's voice well enough. And if you know Jewish tradition, they prided themselves in understanding and knowing somebody else's voice. They would know the voice of a friend. That's one of the reasons why when Peter showed up, Rhoda was new. It says, "This is Peter coming." It says, "It can't be. It must be his angel or something." Well, she knew it's Peter because she knew his voice. And the same thing when Christ was walking on the water and they said, "You know, this is a ghost." They said, Jesus spoke to them and they said, "No, I know that's Jesus." And so we need to understand and hear God's voice enough so that it becomes more familiar, because God wants us as His children, as His flock, to know His voice. That's the promise. And so start being quiet. Start realizing that God has something to say, and He's got a better idea than you and I have. So let's be quiet enough to hear what that is and go with that.
Amen. Anybody ever heard this? Has anybody ever heard what he just said? Anybody else ever heard what he just said? You ever heard about waiting on God? You ever heard about that before, Nate? Waiting on God?
Somewhere.
Thank you for confirming. That's so cool.
This is some of my worship journalings that I shared with Janiyah, and she's going to sing the sing parts. Okay. Since I don't sing. Okay. She has no idea what she's going to do here, so we'll see what God does with it. I'm going to start here. Anointing oil from the flinty rock, pour out over me. Don't send me without the anointing of what you've done in me. I have nothing, Lord, nothing to give others unless you add the oil. A fragrant oil of your own essence, flowing forth through me. A perfume blend of holy love to capture hearts for you. Let me be an atomizer filled with sweet, sweet scents. Wash away the stench of worldliness till only oil remains.
Holy oil, holy oil, please pour out your holy oil. Holy oil, holy oil, please pour out your holy oil. Holy oil, holy oil, pour it out your holy oil. Wash over me with your holy oil. Let it flow down, let it flow down, and cover me. Wash away everything. Wash away the grime. Wash away the dirt. Wash away the pride, Lord. Wash away. Let your oil wash away. Pour your oil, Lord, holy oil over me. Holy oil, holy oil, pour out your holy, holy oil.
Deuteronomy 2:1-2 says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Rain in me your words from heaven, God. Send a message true. Tune my ears to one pure frequency.
Yes.
Hearing only you.
Yes.
I've heard about the voice of many waters, and I yearn to hear that sound. Send the rain. Send the rain. Let your voice pour down. Rain in me your words from heaven. Send a message true. Tune my ears to one pure frequency, hearing only you. I've heard about the voice of many waters. I yearn to hear that sound. Send the rain. Send the rain. Let your voice pour down.
Send the rain. Send the rain, let it pour down. Let it mix with the oil you've poured out. Send the rain. Send the rain, let it pour down. Pour down the rain, Lord. I don't want just a sprinkle, just a little morning dew. I want the heavy showers. Send the floods down, send the floods down. I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm dry and parched like desert, and your oil has poured on me. And now I need your rain, Lord, to come and close those cracks, the dry places in me. Mix your oil and your rain. Mix the oil and the raindrops. Let it pour down, let it pour down. Let it pour down on me. I'm waiting, Lord. I'm waiting. Waiting. We're waiting. We are waiting in the desert. We are waiting in the dry place. And I can't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere. Here I am. Here I am. I've been a desert. God, I'm dry and cracked. I need your rain. I need your life. I need your rain. I can't do anything without you. And I won't leave until you pour it down, till you pour it down on me. Send your rain. Send your rain. Send your rain. Send the rains, Lord, whatever they may be. Send the rains. Judge my heart. Cleanse my sin. Repentance drops. Let them fall, Lord. Let them fall, Lord. Let your repentance come. Because I don't want anything but you, Lord Jesus. I lay it all down. Take away the pride and the fear, the anger and the defenses, Lord. I don't want anything but you, so send it down. Send it down, send down your rain. Let it fall, Lord, bring repentance, God. Soften me, soften me, soften me, soften me. You prepped it with oil. You prepped it with oil, Lord. Now send the rain. Send the rain. Here I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the rain. We don't want anything but you, Jesus. We only want you, Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if I'm scared. Because that's not from you, and I just want you, Jesus.
Go!
And I want every drop of rain that you'll pour out, every drop of rain that you'll pour out. Send your rain,
no!
Send your rain.
Yes.
Let it pour out.
No!
Let it pour out. Send your rain. Send your rain.
No!
I feel another rain is coming, Lord. Send
yeah.
your rain.
Yeah.
Send your rain.
Yeah.
Follow that repentance, God. Follow up repentance, God, with mercy. With mercy, with healing, with forgiveness, with love. Send that rain. The shower's coming now. Shower's coming now. I'm open, Lord. Here I am. Send the rain. Send the rain. Thank you for forgiveness, God. Thank you for your mercy. I choose you, God. I choose your rain. Warm drops. Warm drops, warm drops on my face, Lord. Warm drops, warm drops, warm drops covering me. I feel that rain. I feel that rain. Can you feel that rain? It's pouring down. It's pouring down right now. It's pouring down in here, in this room right now. Open up and take the rain. Take the rain, let it pour in you, let it fill you up.
Yeah.
Take that rain, drink it in.
Yeah.
Take the rain, take the rain, take the rain. Cry out, Lord, I'll take your rain. I want your rain, God. Lord, send your rain and flood me with your rain. With your mercy, I need mercy. I need mercy, I need mercy. I need healing, God.
Deuteronomy 32:13. He made him ride on high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Open the rocks for me, Lord.
Yes.
Open yourself and satisfy.
Yes.
I'm hungry for the honey of your presence. Honey from the rock. Honey from your presence. Feed me. Satisfy my craving soul. Sweet, sweet honey. Thick, flowing syrup of honey. Drown me in your love. You slow my spirit down. You quiet my soul. So calm, so peaceful. So thick is your presence of love. Soak me in pure love and meekness. In this place, I lose my voice. Words no longer are needed. A love beyond description, transforming flesh to spirit. Eternal glimpses into heaven, making you my home. Hide me in the honey rock until I'm satisfied. I don't think I've ever stayed that long. Distractions pull away. Just this once, to wait, to see. How would it be to cry, enough? Could it be today? Will you let me stay? I'll curl up inside the rock, cuddled in your arms, safely resting in your love, until the honey comes.
I'm still waiting, Jesus. Waiting in the rain that you're pouring out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. I'm still standing in the rain. Standing here, I'm drenched in rain. I'm drenched in love, soaked with mercy and healing. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your healing. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting. desert now. I see lots of green. Jesus. From the rain. Yes. Jesus, you're that rock, the rock of honey. Only you can satisfy. You're the rock of honey, and I'm waiting for you to open wide and fill my mouth. Feed me your sweet honey. Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm hungry. Only you can satisfy. 'Cause you're the rock. You're the rock. You're the rock. And you're full of honey to feed everyone who comes. And here we are, God. Here we are, right in front of you. Standing here looking at your rock and asking you to open up and let the honey flow. Let the honey flow. Pour it out.
Worship him. Do you want the honey? Do you want the honey? Do you want the honey? Worship him. Worship him. Tell him you want him to come. Tell him you want to see him. Tell him you love him. Seek his presence and the honey will come.
Shh. Not enough, Lord, just to taste and see. I want more, all you can give me. I want to go into your holy place. I want to be there. I want to see your face. So take me there. Take me there with you. Take me there. Take me there with you. I don't want just a taste. I want everything. And I'm willing, God, to lay it down. To lay everything down that would stop me. Every hindrance laid aside. You've torn the veil in two and invited me to come. And the only thing that holds me back is me. It's pride, it's fear, and I lay it down.
Enter his presence with thanksgiving. Enter his presence with thanksgiving for who he is. God, you are holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are good. You are so kind and patient, so tolerant, so merciful. God, you are beautiful, beautiful. You are beautiful. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you that your mercy is new every morning. You are a tender-hearted God. You are so tender, so kind. Oh, Lord, you are so beautiful in your holiness. Holy, holy, holy. We worship you. We worship you. Let us come closer and see your beauty, Lord. Let us see the beauty of your heart. Show. Share your tears with us, Lord. Show. Your weeping love. You are beautiful, Jesus. Jesus. Every scar is beautiful. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. The stripes on your back are beautiful. Jesus, thank you for, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are so awesome. Your eyes are beautiful. Oh, Jesus, your eyes are beautiful. So full of love. Thank you, Jesus, for looking at us. You are so beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said,
"If anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." He spoke this about the Spirit, that those who believe in him were to receive. Thank you for your Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Wait till she's done.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into the sanctuary where we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance and see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Yes.
You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into the sanctuary where we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I could only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy, holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. So take your shoes off, for the Lord is here. And where he is holy. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in your presence on holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are so holy. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else could touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. 'Cause no one else can give us honey. No one else can fill that craving, that longing we've got inside. There is none, there is none, there's no other God. There's no other God, you are God. And no one else can satisfy like you. So pour your honey, God. Pour your honey from the rock. Let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. I don't want it in my hands, I want it in my mouth. I want it in my belly. I want it in my spirit. Let it drip down slow, Lord. Slow and sweet, honey. I can feel it on my tongue. Sweet honey, your presence, you satisfy with your presence and your honey. And taste it, Lord. Taste you, Lord, like honey. Honey, warm honey. Warm honey. Flowing down my throat. Healing my voice. Healing my words. Healing my words. Honey travels down to my depths, to my heart, let it flow. Sweet honey, honey, flowing through, covering my heart. Sticky honey, gathering the wounds, gathering the thorns. With your honey, healing my heart with honey. Honey, honey, healing honey. Stay there long as you need to heal me. Go deeper, deeper, deeper. Penetrate, penetrate deep in me with the honey, honey. Penetrate. I'm stuck in your honey and I love it. It's awesome. Trickle down deeper into my belly, into my spirit, into the depths of who I am, far beyond what people see, where anyone
you know. And I need your honey deep, deep inside of me.
No.
Fill me up with honey. Fill me with that honey. Fill me with that honey. There's enough for everyone. So don't hold back. Don't hold back not one drop. Fill me with that honey. Stick to every spot in me. Cover me and coat me with your honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Taking away the pain. Taking away the stings I've felt. Those deep, deep wounds I've held on to so long. I let them go with your honey. Take them away. I don't want them there. I just want you. 'Cause you're honey. You're honey. There's nothing bad. No bitterness. No pain. Only honey. Honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Thick honey. Golden honey. It's golden. It's shining. It's sticking and it's taking and removing the things. And it's leaving this residue in me. You're coating me with your love. You'll be my protector. Your honey will protect me. I don't need any weapons but you. You are my weapon. Your love is my shield and my sword. Your word is my sword. Your honey will come forth. And my words, let your honey come forth in my words. Your honey flows down further. It's covering not only my inside, but my outside. I'm covered now. I'm covered now. Dripping from my fingers. Sticking to my feet. Let me leave a trail of honey everywhere I go. Trail of honey. Trail of honey. Everyone I touch, may your honey flow. Let your honey flow. Flow from you right through me. I'm your conduit of honey. Honey. I want to be your honey. I want to be your honey. Only honey. Only honey. No stingers. No bees. Only honey. Only honey. And milk. And milk. Milk and honey. Let me be that land of milk and honey. Nourishment, sweetness. Nurturing. Honey, honey. Mingled with your milk. Mingled with your milk. Milk and honey. Milk and honey. Milk and honey. I want to be your land. I want to be your land. Milk and honey.
For this kind of worship, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Go!
Thank you, Jesus. Let us dip our tongue in that honey, too, that our words be sweet. Can you do Rushing Wind?
Rushing wind, blow through this temple, blowing out the dust within. Come and breathe your breath upon me. I've been born again. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Take me where you want to go. Plant me by your living waters. Plant me deep so I can grow. Jesus, you're the one who sets my spirit free. Use me, Lord, glorify your holy name in me. Separate me from this world, Lord. Sanctify my life to you. Daily change me to your image. Help me know the truth. Every day you're drawing closer. Trials come to test my faith. But when all is said and done, Lord, you know, I know you've been worth the wait. Jesus, you're the one who sets my spirit free. Use me, Lord, glorify your holy name in me.